Word of God Sunday, everybody, and it's a really happy day. The third Sunday of Ordinary Time every year, Word of God Sunday, where we pay special tribute, special honor, perhaps, to the Word of God. We call it the Bible. And I just have a story, and then I have a Bible verse, and then I have an observation. And first is the story. So this here is a piece of a rawhide bone, okay? It belongs to my beautiful dog. And the funny thing is that it's really old, and it's been sitting in the same place for a long time. It's been sitting in the chapel of the rectory, right under Lance's chair. And this is the morning ritual, okay? Wake up, and I make my coffee, you know, take my coffee to my holy hour, and my dog is eating breakfast during that time, and then she pitter-patters her way to the chapel. She likes to do her holy hour too, and she comes in the chapel, and she goes to smell this, okay, every day. She goes to smell it, but then she goes and lies down, you know? And so she started it a long time ago, but it's just been sitting there collecting dust, you know. And I got to thinking yesterday morning, is that how a lot of people treat their Bibles? You know, where we kind of know where it is, but we're not devouring it. We're letting it sort of collect dust, and it's just kind of sitting there. Like maybe we started it, you know, like Gloria started this thing, and I'll sanitize my hands, by the way, before I give out communion. Okay, but anyway, she started it, all right, but she never finished it. The Bible says in Ezekiel, God says, take this word and eat it. I love that. Take it and eat it. Devour it. Let it become a part of you. And unlike this rawhide, it never goes away. You know, like there's an endless thing here. And you can read the same passage every single day for 20 years, and God is going to say a little something different every time. That's the beauty of God. The beauty of His Word is that we're supposed to take it in and eat it, devour it. Now, Jesus is the Word made flesh. At Holy Mass, we actually consume the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ present in the Eucharist. But even in our Bibles, we are meant to daily pass time with our Bibles, taking in the Word of God, because then it becomes a part of us. It is integrated into our way of thinking, into our way of feeling, into our way of living. We take the Word and it changes us. It makes us to live a more godly life. It makes us to live and think as God wishes to think and live through us, okay? And so it's so important. I heard it said that a Bible that has fallen apart belongs to a person who isn't. And we're meant to be the sort of people that when our children, our grandchildren, when we die, that they find they're going through our things, and they find our Bibles, and they open them up, and they see highlights, and underlines, and words in the margins. They see tattered edges. They see a book that has been treated not like a book, but like the Word of God, cherished and loved. I always tell people, when we read our Bible, we should kiss it first. Every morning, no Bible, no breakfast. Every night, no Bible, no bed. No Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. And it doesn't have to be a long time, but we kiss the Word of God because it is exactly that. And we read, we take it in. You know, with the Mass, when we do this, what we're doing before the Gospel is, may the Word of God be in our minds. May the Word of God be on our lips. May the Word of God be in our hearts. That's what this means, okay? And that's to do that daily, even when we read our Bibles in our homes, is so powerful. We're meant to be people that treat our Bibles not like this thing, but we devour it. We eat it. We take it in, and it becomes integrated. It becomes part of who and what we are. I think a lot of people stay away from the Bible because they think that it confuses them. But I'm here to say, just go. Just do it. And it's kind of like a baby, you know, that is hearing language spoken, and 99.99% of it is going over their head, but they're taking it in. And little by little, as the years go by, as the days and the months go by, they're understanding more and more and more. If we do that with the Bible, we graduate out of infancy with the Christian life, and we move into something better. And we have a fluency in the Word of God. Okay, number two is a Bible verse. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. Jesus quotes from Isaiah today. Our first reading is from Isaiah. Listen to Isaiah 66, verse 2. "This is the man whom I approve, says God, the one that is humble and sincere in spirit and who trembles at my word." Ooh, this was in the office the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is beautiful. Is that how I, do I tremble at the word of God? Or do I just kind of, like, do I just read it like, oh yeah, that's a good idea? Or am I, this is God speaking, and if my life does not correspond to this, then either my life is wrong or the word of God is wrong, and it ain't the word of God that's wrong. It's my life. If my way of thinking differs from the way of thinking that is taught here, then my way of thinking is wrong, and daggone it, I better change it. I better let God change it. If my way of living, my way of, if my lifestyle does not correspond to this right here, then I better change it for my eternal salvation. You know, like, oh my gosh, this word, do I tremble at the word of God? Do I, not to be like afraid of it, but do I treat it with a reverence? Like, oh my gosh, like, Lord, what do you want to teach me here? What do you want to do with me here? Like, I got to praying this morning, my holy hour. When was the last time I allowed the word of God to change my life, to make a decision for me? When was the last time I read a line and be like, you know what? I'm going to do something here. I'm going to be different. I'm going to do. And hopefully, I had to really pray about that. But like, hopefully, we're devouring this word, and we're trembling at it, and we're kissing it, we're living it. And the third thing Isaiah says, the third thing is just an observation that I observe in myself, but I also think is probably true for a lot of us. I kind of zone out in the readings at Mass sometimes, and I'm kind of like looking forward to like the good stuff, you know, like the Eucharist, you know, and I'm looking forward to talking, and I've never met a microphone I don't like, you know, and I know you're all in the, like, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for Father's beautiful homily this weekend, you know, I hope it's 25 minutes long, you know, but like, in the Word of God, when the lector is reading, am I, like, Lord, speak to me. What are you saying in the first reading to me? What are you saying in the gospel? Did you catch the first reading? Ezra reads from the word of God from daybreak all the way until the afternoon. And all the people are weeping. And they're standing there going, go on, go on. And they're like, oh my gosh, it's so powerful. But like, do we allow the word of God spoken at Mass to convict us, to, and by convict I mean to challenge us, and to say like, okay, like, what am I going to do with this, you know, and to process that this week and incorporate it into my life. The Word of God, oh my gosh, is so powerful, and I'm just here to say that we as Catholics have a bad reputation, and it's sad because this is our book. It was the Bible is a product of the Catholic Church. 382, the Council of Catholic Bishops, together with the Holy Spirit, devised the canon of the Bible that we still have as this day, our Bible. It's our book. It's God's book, but given to us through His mystical body, the Catholic Church. And we should treasure it and read it and integrate it into us. And oh my gosh, it's so, so amazing. Isaiah 66, verse 2, when it says this, the man who is humble. The only posture that we can have with the Word of God is humility. To say, I am not God. I don't know the way. I'm going to go here. This is my map for health, happiness, and holiness. For heaven, this is my map. How am I going to, in humility, take it in and then integrate it into who I am. Let's pray for that grace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.